This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
6:47 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from Baltimore Sun, baltimoresun.com. Courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Jacob Calvin Meyer. What's going on, Jacob?
Hey, fellas, I'm just curious, what's the weather like back home?
Man, shut up.
Is it good?
Man, don't be asking us no questions. We're doing an interview here.
Ain't nobody come to see you on this. He's asking about the weather, man.
What weather, man? Like, you'll be, you'll see this. This is your boy, Jeremy.
He's getting comfortable now busting our chops.
Exactly.
I'm in warm weather. You guys are in the cold weather.
Ed's back. Ed was just down there. He knows what it's like in Florida.
Hey, Jacob, spring training. The guys work out for the first time today. Is there someone that's on your list? You said, I got to see him today before I see anyone else.
That's a good question. I mean, so far, because a lot of the position players have been here already, Samuel Basayo has kind of been that guy, just because they're mostly taking batting practice right now, and watching that kid take batting practice is about as fun as it gets. Jackson Holliday is another one. We haven't seen him do a lot of live BP work. We haven't seen him face pitchers a ton. And so I'm really curious to see if today is the first day that we get to see Jackson Holliday and, you know, maybe get 3-4 at-bats and some live BP. And I want to see what that new swing looks like, that toe tap that he incorporated late last season going away from the big leg kick. I want to see how that kind of helps him stay on pitches more, work at bats, maybe go the other way and not swing and miss as much. So I'd say Jackson Holliday is somebody I'm looking forward to watching in the box.
You think there's a real competition between Basayo and Rutschman now? Or is this just they're going to take a look at him and we're going to continue?
No, it's not. It's never going to be – it's not now and it will never be a competition. Mm-hmm. I think right now they have the privilege with Basayo to – be patient, which is good because he's 20 years old. He only has about 20 games in AAA, and being a catching prospect is very difficult. And while maybe in May they might determine that his bat is ready for the big leagues, his defense might not quite be there yet, or his ability to kind of manage a pitching staff might not be there yet. And so I think they're going to slow play it with him this season. I think it's possible that he forces their hand at some point in the second half where he's playing so well that they have to call him up, maybe go with three catchers and figure that out with their roster if it's somebody gets hurt. But even in the future, I'm never going to see it as a competition between Adley and Basayo as much as it's going to be. I think their goal is to have a two-headed monster where they have two catchers who are maybe splitting the work back there. maybe also splitting some time at first base and DH. But if you can have two catchers who project to be, I mean, Adley right now, despite his second half, is one of the five best offensive catchers in baseball. And Bisaccia certainly projects to have that potential. Mm-hmm. That is a massive leg up to have on other teams when most teams' catchers.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Our guys that have OPSs in the 600s.
Yeah, that's why I keep going back to this logjam that they have now. Now, they have time to work things out, but like, you know, they're saying Kier said they want to see him more. And once Bisaccia gets called up, you'd expect that DH to be chopped there. Where's O'Hearn playing? Is Mountcastle going to be on this team? Like, there's a lot of questions that I don't think we have answers to, and we may not until maybe the trade deadline this season. But what are your thoughts of just all the players they have? This looks like a really good team assembled. I just think they have a lot of mouths to feed when it comes to getting at bats.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have. Listen, this is one of the – I know they didn't go out and get a top starting pitcher this offseason, and they let Corbin Burns go. Losing 44 home runs from Santander is tough. But from 1 to 26, 1 through 40, heck, even 1 through 55 or 60, if you're counting the guys that aren't on the 40-man roster, this is one of the deepest teams in Major League Baseball. And throughout a 162-game season, that's kind of the name of the game to make it through alive. Listen, they don't make the playoffs last year. They had crazy injuries. They don't make the playoffs last year if they don't have Albert Suarez, if they don't have Ramon Urias, right? It's like these guys are overlooked in spring training because they're not sexy names, but that's how you win baseball games in August. I don't see – there's one area where I see a big logjam, and I'm not sure how it's going to work out without a trade. The areas I don't see are – I think Kerstad's going to be fine. Listen, I think Tyler O'Neill, because of his injury history and because of his drastic splits, I think they're going to give him some more days off against right-handed pitching, which allows Kerstad to play more. I think if you just give some guys days off, Mountcastle, O'Neill, Mullins, you keep those guys healthy, you give them days off. That's how Kerstad plays 4 days a week, and he'll get plenty of at-bats. At catcher, again, I don't see that as much of a log jam. The area that I do see it is with Coby Mayo and Ryan Mountcastle. Mountcastle has two more years here in Baltimore. People have talked about potentially trading him for a major league starting pitcher for years now. Coby Mayo might not be a defensive third baseman in the big leagues. Might not be good enough defensively at third base, so he might have to play first base. They're both right-handed hitters. So whenever Mayo is ready, that's the question I have, is how do you get Mayo playing time without an injury to Ryan Mountcastle? Maybe that's a trade, or maybe they just decide, hey, we're going to figure it out later.
There he is, Jacob Calvert-Meyer. Jacob, how folks follow you on social media down there in spring training?
You guys can follow me at J. Calvin Meyer, and anything I write at thebaltimoresun.com.
Thank I'll be the one part. Dressed as Bugs Bunny sawing Florida into the ocean. That'll be me.
I just had to saw the gutters off my house from the hurricane.
Did you?
I was out there with a hacksaw. Yeah, if you're not busy, you want to help me out, I'll take it. Yeah, I was. I was on a ladder with a hacksaw cutting off my gutters because they were twisted and falling off the house.
He was talking about Sam Basayo. They're going to find places for him to play, but he's not competing with Adley.
No, I know. I just want to get the conversation because I think he's like I said, this is incredible. It's an unusual luxury to have.
With two catchers?
Yeah. Two catchers at this level who are projected to be like, yeah.
I mean, he's 20 and they're like, yeah. And I have to look at this too because they basically were saying, calm down. He's only had a handful of games at AAA. And this is what we've said before with some of these other guys. And then they get caught up and then it's like, oh, I thought this guy was a top prospect.
Jackson Holliday.
Yeah. Jackson Holliday, Kobe Mayo. Yeah. So. Again, we'll have to wait and see, but maybe we'll just have the best Triple-A team in all of the minor leagues again. But it's pretty crazy. I do think they have one of the best rosters in the league.
Yeah, they do. I like what Jacob Calvin Meyer said, the deepest, one of the deepest lineups. And again, I know people wanted the sexy signings and trades, but
those guys are already here.
They're here. That's what I'm
saying.
They're
just young, and they're not under a contract extension. You know, they're here.
I don't understand, you know, how people complain when you already have what you have.
It's really frustrating. It is.
Because you want to add more. Got to add more. You got to add more to it.
Well, then you got
to
give something up. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. I mean, if you were an Oriole fan and you heard the Orioles just signed Jackson Holliday from the Twins, they got him for, you'd be doing backflips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just something where I understand. Like, I was just reading some fan that was going off talking about, we haven't won a playoff game the last 3 years. And I'm going, what does it matter if you won two of them? That makes you happier? You still got knocked out of the playoffs.
You didn't win the World Series.
And by the way, before that, a lot of losing. Then you had that 5-year stretch. And guess what was before that? A lot of effing losing.
Are you enjoying baseball season now?
Yes!
It's fantastic.
I couldn't wait. I can't wait for baseball.
I can't either. Cannot.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.